This is On the Media. I'm Brooke Gladstone.
And I'm Bob Garfield. Spring is here, and with it so many familiar spectator events. The Kentucky Derby, the Indianapolis 500, the Pope's Easter message in St. Peter's Square, and most important of all, or at least most self-important, the White House Correspondents' Dinner. Nominally about raising funds for journalism scholarships and celebrating the hard work of the press corps, it has metastasized into a weekend of hobnobbing, shrimp eating, and celebrity spotting, all documented in a new film called Nerd Prom: Inside Washington's Wildest Week. Once, filmmaker Patrick Gavin was himself a political journalist who had spent more than one April Saturday at that dinner chasing down the stories wherever they led him.
I was that person on the red carpet asking really dumb questions of celebrities or politicians. Yeah, that was me.
Well, it wasn't as though they were trivial questions of insignificant personages. I mean, it's not as though you were flagging down Kim Kardashian. Oh, wait a second. Yes, it was.
Kim, are you excited for your first White House Correspondents' Dinner?
I'm very excited.
You know, most celebrities will stop to talk to you, but she was at a different level. She just kind of did a drive-by and moved on.
The Correspondents' Dinner is a charity event. It raises money for a good cause, scholarships to journalism school for promising students, and up to $100,000 worth of tuition is paid for that night, which is great.
But it just seems to me that if you're paying your CEO, the executive director of the White House Correspondents Association, more than you're giving away in scholarships, that's a bad ratio no matter how you look at it. And sadly, it actually went down this year. So reaching out to all these news organizations that do throw parties, you know, from CNN to Yahoo to the New Republic, and just saying, you know, what about $5,000, you know, $10,000? They don't even bother to ask, which struck me as really odd.
But let's not dwell on dollars and cents, Patrick. I mean, to sit there in the audience and watch the hush fall over the crowd when yet another young journalist is honored.
Would those of you in the ballroom please wait just a moment? In fairness to the guests that we have here tonight, those of you in the back who continue to talk made it impossible for our scholarship students to even hear their names called.
That was ABC's Ann Compton, her head just about exploding at the rudeness and indifference. You also point out something I witnessed and was appalled by myself in the George W. Bush administration, Ray Charles performing one of his last major public appearances, and
this old tree top,
the subject is kind of shooting fish in a barrel. And I can say that comfortably because last year we took out a shotgun and did that very thing. And when Mark Leibovich's book, This Town, came out, he went after the White House Correspondents' Dinner. And yet, I'm quite sure this weekend is going to be the biggest one ever. People acknowledge the problem, and then, you know, they put on their tux or gown.
I do think it'll be curbed. I think that there's, from Tom Brokaw a couple of years ago to Mark's book to this movie to just general criticism, it does seem as if it's becoming a lot less cool to kind of be a fanboy for this weekend. When people sort of say, yeah, it's this kind of gross weekend, but it is what it is, so what? That's just a level of cynicism I don't think I'm at yet. I mean, this town has a 10% approval rating, politicians and reporters alike. And for people to say that our biggest moment is kind of gross, but we shouldn't care, it's just, that was very, very discomforting for me to hear that.
Well, if we've established that the White House Correspondents' Weekend is about almost everything but White House correspondents, what, pray tell, now that you have immersed yourself in this subject, is it all about?
I think at this point it's just a big business conference. It's a way for people in Washington to sell themselves, to sell their brand, to establish where they fall in the pecking order. For people outside of Washington, it is probably the single best opportunity to lobby and influence. So it's certainly moved a long way away from the work of White House correspondents, and it's basically turned into a multi-million dollar business opportunity for lots of people.
What would you do to restore some semblance of relevance and dignity and
let's just say, ethical soundness to the whole affair?
You could get rid of the red carpet. You could strengthen the scholarship program by asking people from news organizations to contribute more to it. You know, I think the president should skip it once in a while, because the only reason that most of those celebrities are there is for the opportunity to see the president. They're flying to D.C. not knowing whether or not the president will show up. They're probably not going to come to D.C. You know, so that's the real micro stuff. But I think that on the macro level, I don't blame the dinner. I don't necessarily blame even people throwing parties. If this was number 9 on our list of exciting events every year, and the first 8 were the passage of a really meaningful piece of legislation or a climate change rally or a Tea Party event or, you know, something that kind of honed more closely to what the city was about, I would have no problem with this dinner, even in its current manifestation. I just don't like how people have made it our number one event.
Patrick, thank you very much.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Patrick Gavin, until recently, was a reporter for Politico. He is the writer, director, and star of Nerd Prom, Inside Washington's Wildest Week. You can find the film at nerdpromthemovie.com.